5 o'clock with Doug Alling. Over 50 minutes of music's coming up with Duran Duran, Dexy, and Patty Austin on Hit Radio.
WEEI-FM, Boston.
Been a lot of changes here, but nothing like the one you're about to hear. When we first began broadcasting back in 1948, we were like a lot of FM radio stations at that time, a clone of our AM sister station, WEEI. No one had any idea then what FM radio was capable of. This station duplicated the same programming as the AM station, and it took nearly 20 years for us to get out of that rut.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin.
But in 1967, with FM radio finally beginning to make its mark, FM 103 took its first giant step, its own separate programming. It was called The Young Sound, and it featured the music of Johnny Mathis, Engelbert Humperdinck, and other pre-psychedelic heartthrobs. In 1972, another big step.
Music Radio,
WEEI-FM. 103 FM became music radio. We weren't operating with the best of facilities at that time. In fact, if you listen, you'll hear just how bad things were and how much they improved in one dramatic moment in September of 1973.
Ladies and gentlemen, WEEI-FM will now pause momentarily in order that we may put our new 50,000-watt transmitter on the air. Please stand by.
So, with a new and powerful signal that still serves us today, 103 FM evolved again to the mellow sound.
Have you never been mellow? Have you never tried to find the comfort from inside?
And then this station finally made some real radio waves. In 1977, we became soft rock.
It's late at night, coffee's on the brew. The crazy things we talk about, the crazy things we do. Well, the music's on low, my heart is so high. It's time I should go, but I just can't say goodbye. So it's one more song, I've been moving on. Play one that never ends. One more song, I've been moving on.
We did very well as soft rock, thanks to the unique personal vision of some of the people programming the station. The response from the Boston audience made soft rock on 103 FM a story known all across the country, and thanks to our success, other stations in other cities began doing the same. We're proud of that. But the times have changed again. Lifestyles are different, and Boston radio listeners have made it clear that their musical tastes are too diverse to be satisfied by the boundaries around soft rock. We're determined to satisfy that desire to hear the very best of what's new and exciting in music. So we're performing this ceremony to put the final pieces of a new radio station together. And here to lay the cornerstone is our general manager, David Austin.
Thank you, Lisa. For the past couple of months, 103 FM has been changing. Perhaps you weren't aware of each little change at the time, but at some point it became clear that we are no longer what we used to be. Over the past decade, our success has been due to two things: the loyalty of you, our listeners, and our commitment to serving the communities in our listening area. As we embark on a new era at 103 FM, neither of those things will change. We remain committed to serving the needs of Eastern Massachusetts. At this time, midnight, Wednesday morning, March 9th, 1983, we are now ready to put the final touch on the complete change we've planned for this station and for Boston radio in general. At this time, we are changing our call letters to WHTT to let everyone know that we're brand new. I'm David Austin, general manager of WEEI-FM, letting you know that as we say goodbye to these call letters, it will be the last time you'll hear them. WEEI-FM is no more. Now, say hello to Boston's brand new hit radio station, WHTT.
It is 12:01, Alex Stowe, 58 minutes of music this hour. Eddie Money, Sammy Hager, Culture Club, all on Hit Radio.
WHTT, Boston.